This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Well, just like that, maybe we're getting a little bit closer to Jaden Daniels not exactly ending up in Washington. It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Q Myers has been on this, and we will explain in just a moment why Adam Schefter maybe has dropped a little nugget of truth out loud regarding Q's theories prior to the beginning of today's show. First up, though, we do have a special Friday.
Day betting alert.
That's right. Joe may not be here.
Day betting alert.
But we've got the handman who is fresh off of a win yesterday afternoon, and we have got a 220 first pitch Eastern time, Marlins Cubs in Chicago. It's AJ Puck, Jameson Taillon. Handman, your wager is?
We're going to go with the first inning under half a run. And it's currently at minus 105. I actually put it in at even money when I saw it and on the specific sports book.
Oh, look at you.
Obviously, the line movement with the handman already hitting one yesterday. The line moves, so it's currently minus 105. So we're going under half a run in the first inning, Cubs-Marlins.
Q, we just went into Eric Handman talking about himself in the third person with a nickname.
As a sharp.
Hey, man,
look. I let it be known all the time, Ricky Henderson is my favorite athlete of all time, and he talked in a third person all the time. So, Handman, you got a lot of work to do if you're going to be legendary like Ricky talking in the third person.
Okay. Well, let's see if he can make it two in a row. Again, this is first inning under a half run. In other words, a scoreless first inning, Marlins and Cubs, and that is a minus 105. That's your total, not for either team, your total. And it's AJ Puck and Jameson Taillon. We will keep you updated on
Day
that.
Day betting alert.
So we are on top of that. Speaking of wagering, Q.
All right, now we're talking.
Yeah. 2 days ago, Jaden Daniels was the clear favorite over Drake May to be the second overall pick in the draft, okay? He was a minus 275 favorite as opposed to May at plus 215. And again, for those who don't know, that means if you're going to bet on Jaden Daniels, you have to bet $275 to win $100. If you're going to bet on Drake May, if you bet $100, you'll win $215. Now, all different kinds of sports books have them at basically a dead heat. ESPN Bet still has Daniels as a slight favorite at minus 125 over Drake May at minus 110. But Q, how about this? Adam Schefter just a few moments ago on the Pat McAfee Show.
It's tracking towards Jaden Daniels, which it has been. Okay. The signs point to Jaden Daniels, which they do.
Okay.
And the Commanders are going through it after this week when, again, I think it's a situation where, from the outset, Jaden Daniels had an interest in being other places. Mm. He just has. Now the interest is, okay, what do the Commanders do about that? Do they, like, there have been plenty of players who have wanted to play elsewhere. And the teams don't care, and they just do what they do. Or if there's a team that wants him, i.e. a team that used to essentially have a coach that worked him in college, like then they have to trade for him. So what do they want to do?
Are you kidding me? Q said this. Said this in the first hour. If you're the Raiders and you're Antonio Pierce, who recruited Jaden Daniels to Arizona State, and as you said, sold him on being the idea of being a Heisman Trophy winner, and now you want to go get him? And Jaden Daniels is maybe hinting around, I might want to be elsewhere. Wow. Wow, Q.
I'm here for it, and I believe that the Raiders are here for it. I think the one thing that needs to be really expressed is the fact that Tom Telesco is the Raiders GM. He has a lot of experience as the GM, right, of teams. Obviously, he spent a long time there with the Chargers. So does he think the juice is worth the squeeze? And what I mean by that is giving up all the draft capital it's going to take. And it's going to take a big, large sum amount of draft capital to get up to the number three spot, which I believe we all believe is open for business. Right? I mean, the Patriots and Elliott Wolf, director of scouting, not quite the GM, but the de facto GM, has let it be known that, hey, we're open for business if the right offer comes our way. Okay, so if you're Antonio Pierce, it's already done. Like, AP would have been like, yeah, cool, let's go. Let's move to number three. But Tom Telesco, how does he see and view this situation? But I would not at all rule out the Raiders making that move to number three. And then possibly even Jaden Daniels telling Washington, yeah, don't grab me at two. I want to go there at number three.
Okay, hang on a second here.
Just saying.
No, I understand. And look, if I'm the Raiders, I would absolutely love that scenario. All of their picks for the next couple of years, their significant picks, are pretty much intact, you know, with the exception of some sixth and seventh rounders.
Right.
But that's not even very much, and they still have one in each of those rounds this year. I got to look at this from a couple of different ways. Number one, as I look back in the history of the league, I think about Elway,
yep,
and I think about Eli Manning, mm-hmm, as the two guys that said they didn't want to play in particular places.
Right.
Elway, the Colts went ahead and drafted him.
Yeah.
And the owner ended up making that deal later on his own, without his GM, who was Ernie Accorsi, went on to be the Giants GM. Ernie drafted Elway anyway, even though Elway had said it, because he said, my job is to draft the best player available, and we'll eventually get this fixed with him. Manning, the Chargers did not screw around. Like, that was a draft day deal. They drafted him, but they said, look, we're not playing there. You may as well trade him, and they traded him now. What is your responsibility if you're the Commanders right there? Let's just start right there.
If you're the Commanders, your responsibility is to get the best player for your franchise that could lead them from that quarterback position for years to come and be the face of a brand new franchise. I say brand new franchise, but brand new ownership and leadership there in Washington.
Yeah, this has to be an entirely new era, right?
Yep.
So do you, if you're Washington at that point, do you go ahead and draft Drake May if you feel pretty good about him, but not as strongly as you did about Daniels? Or do you make that monster trade? In other words, like, you tell, if Daniels says don't pick me, do you try to make that deal to get everything you can for the pick from the Raiders? Or do you instead turn around and draft Drake May and let the Patriots go make that trade?
I think that you probably feel more comfortable drafting Drake May and still having a quarterback, if you feel he's a franchise quarterback, right? Because if you trade with the Raiders, you're trading back to 13. And at 13, I hate to use the word settle, because all these players are really good players. You're looking at Michael Penix or Bo Nix. You're not looking at, you know, Jaden Daniels. You're not looking at Drake May. You're not looking at, obviously, Caleb Williams. You might be looking at J.J. McCarthy, depending on how that shakes out. But, again, I think there's different tiers to this. So, if you're Washington, I don't think 13 is as sexy as a spot, because you want to get the face of your franchise. But you would get a lot of draft capital. It would take a lot for the Raiders to move from 13 to 2 to go get your guy. But if that means maybe you're comfortable getting a quarterback a little bit later on.
See, if I'm Washington, I have to feel like Drake May is the 1A, mm-hmm, to Daniels 1.
Right.
Like, there cannot be a large delineation between those two.
Right.
Because otherwise, I'm going to go try and get everything I can from the Raiders. And listen, that's got to meet a certain threshold.
Right.
And to me, that threshold starts, and then we add to it with your first round pick this year and the next 2 years as well.
Oh,
and,
no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah.
And then we go from there.
If I'm the Raiders, I pick up the phone and I call Elliot Wolf at the Patriots and see if I can make that deal right now with them and get to number three, and then feel comfortable if, you know, that my guy is going to be there one way or the other. Either the Commanders are going to go with Drake May, or he's going to tell the Commanders to go with Drake May, right? I feel comfortable in my recruiting because I'm Antonio Pierce and I've already recruited the young man once.
Here's Elliot Wolf, who is running the Patriots draft, their director of scouting, saying this just yesterday on the possibility of trading out of number three overall.
We're open to anything, moving up, moving down. We're open for business in the first round and in every round. We have some holes we feel like we need to fill in the draft, and you know, we're a draft and develop team. The more picks we have, the better. But if there's an opportunity to move up and you know, strike, if the board kind of recommends it, then we won't be afraid to pull the trigger on that either.
I tell you what, this all of a sudden,
yep,
this is big. This what Schefter just dropped there. This is big, And this could change the entire projection of the next week. This is amazing when you think about this. And like when you hear Elliott Wolff talk like that, they're open. Let's go. If you're the Raiders, what's the price you're willing to pay? I want you to sit on that. You cover this team. You know this team inside and out, Q. I want you, when we return in moments, to give me what the price is that you are willing to give to move up to either number three or number two to get Jaden Daniels. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you're the Commanders and Jaden Daniels now says that he doesn't want to be there, do you draft Drake May or do you make the big trade? We'll leave it to you as well with this from Adam Schefter just a few moments ago at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Lines are open. We'll hit them in just moments. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Every time Jaden has the ball in his hands, you figure that they're going to score.
You look at all these quarterbacks, Jaden is the one to talk about.
Just so composed, so mature.
Be humble, be legendary, and most importantly, you know, be joyful about what you do.
I'll tell you what, Adam Schefter on a Friday afternoon just dropped a little bomb over on the Pat McAfee show. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Q Myers in for Joe today, in case you didn't hear it. Here was Adam Schefter just a little while ago on the Commanders, Jaden Daniels, and whether or not he ends up in Washington with the number two overall pick.
It's tracking towards Jaden Daniels, which it has been. Okay. The signs point to Jaden Daniels, which they do.
Okay.
And the Commanders are going through it after this week when, again, I think it's a situation where, from the outset, Jaden Daniels had an interest in being other places. He just has. Now the interest is, okay, what do the Commanders do about that? There have been plenty of players who have wanted to play elsewhere. And the teams don't care, and they just do what they do. Or if there's a team that wants him, i.e. a team that used to essentially have a coach that worked him in college, then they have to trade for him. So what do they want to do?
That coach was Antonio Pierce with the Raiders, who recruited Jaden Daniels to Arizona State when Herm Edwards was the head coach there. And then, of course, we know that Jaden Daniels transferred to LSU. And Q, we have known for a while that is an exceptionally strong relationship between the head coach of the Raiders and Jaden Daniels.
Facts. Big facts. I mean, look, Jaden Daniels shouted out Antonio Pierce and Herm Edwards when he won his Heisman Trophy. Right? I mean, that was one thing. Another thing was being in the Raiders locker room after a Week 18 victory over the Denver Broncos. In the locker room, while I'm getting post-game audio, there's Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner, who's about to enter the NFL draft, in the locker room, seeing his buddy Antonio Pierce, who recruited him from, you know, L.A., Southern California, to Arizona, Arizona State. So, yeah, the relationship is strong, to say the least.
So, with that in mind, now we have to look at what the possibilities are for trades. Elliot Wolf, we played this for you a few minutes ago, but we're going to play it again to give you the idea of just how possible it might be to move up to the number three spot in the draft. Elliot Wolf controlling the Patriots draft.
We're open to anything, moving up, moving down. We're open for business in the first round and in every round. We have some holes we feel like we need to fill in the draft. And, you know, we're a draft and develop team. The more picks we have, the better. But if there's an opportunity to move up and you know, strike, if the board kind of recommends it, then we won't be afraid to pull the trigger on that either.
Okay, so before the break, I asked Q to come up with what the package is to potentially trade up to the number three or number two pick if you're the Raiders sitting at 13 right now. What do you got?
I mean, I give up. It's three ones, but that being said, it's not really three total ones because you're swapping.
You're swapping ones this year.
Right. So you got next year's one. You've got the year after that. So all the way out to 2026, the ones. I would say you have a third. I would give up a third this year as well, a third next year. And maybe because this draft is so deep in quarterback and such a rich class and they really want to feel like that they're getting over, I would throw even a third in 2026. If you're that convinced that quarterback is going to be the difference in your organization, I'd feel comfortable giving a first and a third this year, next year, and 26.
Another guy who's been phenomenal in breaking these things down, Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network, said this on a pre-draft conference call the other day. You asked him what it would cost to go from 13 to 3. Here is his response.
So here's your cost for the Raiders to go up to 3. It would be the 13th overall pick. It would be your first round pick and third round pick in 25 and your first round pick in 26. So, it's not cheap. A couple ones. 13th this year, and then two more. So three total ones, as well as a third round pick, which, if you love a quarterback and he can be your guy for the next decade plus, I could get behind that. And it's a bold move, but I don't know who their quarterback is right now. So if they don't land somebody in free agency, maybe that even makes them more inclined to go do that. You also have the Antonio Pierce connection with Jaden Daniels at Arizona State, so I'm sure they'll know him extremely well.
Listen, if you're the Raiders and you have that opportunity, you don't waste time. You try to make that deal. I would now argue, all right, maybe it costs somewhere in between what you said and what he said.
I think, honestly, if it's what he said, I'm doing that every day of the week, on Sunday. That was very reasonable. I put some sugar on it because I felt like going to the candy shop, right? I felt like that you have to take it to the candy shop in this scenario. That's why I put a little bit extra on it. But if Daniel Jeremiah's numbers that he rolled out and draft capital he rattled out, which is basically dead on with the trade chart, then, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I wouldn't think twice. And listen, Jaden Daniels is a special player. There are people that are legitimately debating who the better quarterback is going to be in the league. The one thing I do wonder about, and it wasn't the case with Eli, and it certainly wasn't the case with Elway, so I think you have to keep that in mind, is it a big deal that he might be asking out of Washington or that he got annoyed by what happened the last couple of days with having all four quarterbacks called in at the same time by the Commanders as opposed to, hey, just bringing him in and showing him the love and proving to him that he is their guy. Like, none of that, while I think you consider it, enters into the decision-making for me. Once he gets there, he gets there.
Right. Have you ever gone into a decision or made a decision and you were looking for a reason, right? Just kind of looking for a reason to be upset or looking for a reason to make a certain decision? That could have been there looking for the reason. You're still not convinced that I'm the guy. Yeah, we don't want to be here. When in all fact, like we heard Shefty say, the whole process, he's wanted to be at a different location. He's wanted to be with a different team, just hasn't seen the way that that's actually possible to happen. Now Elliot Wolf opens up the door for a team like the Raiders, who he does want to be a part of, and the Raiders want him to be a part of their organization. And, oh, by the way, the Commanders are still trying to woo everybody else. Oh, that's the reason that I don't want to play for them. I'd rather play for him.
All right, so if you're the Commanders, what do you do? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Do you draft Drake May? Do you make the trade with the Raiders right now? What do you do? Here is Donovan in Virginia on ESPN Radio. Donovan, what do you think, bud?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, me being a Raiders fan, if we're trying to get to the number two pick, we're going to have to trade three first-rounders, two twos, and maybe a third. And I'm just saying, we're going to have to really, like, sell the future if we're trying to move up to this number two pick, because Jay Daniels, he's like the modern-day Randall Cunningham, man. And with our defense that finished number one going into finishing the season last year, we can pretty much, you know what I'm saying, we don't got to throw him into the fire, but I'll be good with Jay and Daniels and our defense going to the future. Anybody at quarterback, man. And Devontae Adams is the best receiver in the league. I remember that.
Listen.
Boom. Donovan came strong.
And that's to get to number two. Again, the packages that we were talking about a moment ago were to get to three.
Yep. So I think that's where you go. You don't even worry about Washington. You say, you know what? I trust that if we get to three, he'll do the rest.
Yep.
That's what you do.
Yeah. If I get to three, go ahead and pick him. Let's see how that goes for you.
Yep.
You know? And in which case, you're going to end up giving him to me anyway for not very much. Nice. Absolutely agree with that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What should the Commanders do and what should the Raiders give up to get up to get Jaden Daniels? If you're just joining us, Adam Schefter suggesting a little while ago on the Pat McAfee show that maybe Jaden Daniels wants to be elsewhere and the Commanders need to consider that. Basically, Schefter suggested that elsewhere would be with the Raiders and Antonio Pierce, who coached him in college and recruited him in college at Arizona State. That we continue with you right after I tell you about this from our friends over at Indeed. It is the perfect time to gear up and connect to quality candidates. There's no better way to do that than through Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tool helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right from your employer dashboard. Next to hassle, start hiring. Indeed.com/credit.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
It's time to have some fun.
Live from the heart of downtown Detroit.
This is the most fascinating NFL draft I've ever been associated with.
The Chicago Bears select
the NFL Draft, round one, Thursday at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
We wanted the handman who has been well, I can't say red hot. He won yesterday. He had a couple others that he liked that turned out pretty good, too. We wanted him to go with an early wager on this Cubs-Marlins game for a little.
Day betting alert!
And the handman, unfortunately, sees his one-day winning streak come to an end very quickly thanks to Cody Bellinger in the bottom of the first inning with an RBI single, and the Marlins pretty much playing hot potato all over the field. What is it, 4-0 now? It's 2-0, I think. Cubs, we had the no runs scored in the first inning under, so that is unfortunately a loser.
Carlin versus Joe hates AJ Puck. Just putting it out there.
That's true. You know what? Joe probably would not have been happy with you for this kind of selection.
I tried
because
to use
of
the
AJ
same,
Puck's presence.
I tried to use the same kind of like rationale that he used last time we went to the well. Kind of, you know, look, this guy has to put it together at some point here. I guess not.
Yeah.
So that's a loser, unfortunately, as the Cubs scored a couple of runs and are still batting in the bottom half of the first inning. It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. Q Myers is in for Mr. Fortenbaugh today. And I tell you, couldn't be a better day for you to be here, being out of Vegas on top of the Raiders story. And for those who don't know, Q pretty much earlier today suggested, you know, the Raiders, if they're trying to get Jaden Daniels, maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if that, you know, Jaden Daniels wanted to tell some people, I don't know that I want to be here. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. That is no doubt about it. Look, if he's not happy with the way that the Commanders are handling their business and maybe he doesn't want to be there anyway, which is kind of what I expect, tell him, yeah, thanks, but no thanks.
So, having said that, about 40 minutes ago, this was Adam Schefter over on the Pat McAfee Show.
It's tracking towards Jaden Daniels, which it has been. Okay. The signs point to Jaden Daniels, which they do.
Okay.
And the Commanders are going through it after this week when, again, I think it's a situation where, from the outset, Jaden Daniels has had an interest in being other places. He just has. Now the interest is, okay, what do the Commanders do about that? Do they, like, there have been plenty of players who have wanted to play elsewhere, and the teams don't care, and they just do what they do. Or if there's a team that wants him, i.e. a team that used to essentially have a coach that worked them in college, like then they have to trade for him. So what do they want to do?
See, it's one thing if you're just a position player and you want to play somewhere else. Mm-hmm. It's another thing when you're a quarterback.
Right, exactly. It's another thing where the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, and you have put yourself square in the mix of not even just – being the potential number two overall, but there's conversations with some about being the number one pick overall. Wouldn't this be wild, Carlin, if all of a sudden on draft day on Thursday the Bears are saying, yeah, with the number one overall pick, quarterback Jaden Daniels from LSU.
I don't think we have to worry about it based on everything we're seeing.
Just saying.
I know. It would be nuts. But again, what do we root for?
Chaos.
Exactly. Tim in Ohio is a Commanders fan. Tim, what would you do? You're on ESPN Radio.
Hey, big fan of the show, guys. Real quick, just if the Raiders are that serious about Jaden Daniels, I think over the next 4 years, they give Washington the number one and or the first round and second round pick over the next 4 years. And according to Unsportsmanlike like this morning, they're allowed up to 4 years out as far as picks go.
Well, for right now, it's the next three.
Yes,
and you cannot you can trade through the 2026 draft, but after the draft, you can send 2027 picks, but you can't do more than 3 years out. 3 years out. Listen, it's three.
And I'm not messing with Washington. Yeah. That's the key here. I'm playing the role of the Raiders. If I'm the Raiders, I'm not talking to Washington. I don't care what they're doing. I'm talking to the Patriots, and I'm going to make a deal with them, whatever it takes to get the three, and then tell Jaden Daniels, young fella, do your work. That's what I'm doing. And again, if I'm in that position.
See, here's what's fascinating to me about that. Like, if you're the Commanders and you're going to let that happen, you had better think that Drake May is 1A.
Facts.
As opposed to Daniels 1. Because if you think there is a massive gap between the two, or there's a clear delineation at least, and I feel okay about one of the other guys, let's say I feel better about Penix than other people do, then I would look to load up and try to slide back to 13. That's would do. Because if I like Penix, and I'm not saying like he won't get taken before then, the two teams in front of me need quarterbacks, and they might get desperate.
Right.
But if that's the case, then maybe I do that, and maybe I try to move back up. I got to present myself with as many options as I can, as opposed to being stuck in a situation where all I can get out of it is a fourth round pick, you know, to move back one spot.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, if you do say they pick at number two and they pick Jaden Daniels and Jaden says, hey, look, I'm not going to play for you. I want to play for that team at number three. You would assume that the Raiders would have grabbed Drake May. And then you're going to swap Drake May and Jaden Daniels and then extra.
Yeah.
Right?
But even then, like, what would that be? You know, what is the extra? The extra is not very much.
Yeah, it wouldn't be very much. So, yeah, if you're Washington, ideally you probably would have the Raiders just trade with you straight 13-2, but I don't know if they want to fall back that far, right? Now, because then you're changing the trajectory of where you're at. But, you know, like I said, I feel like the Raiders would be in a better position because they could say, all right, well, what's the better offer? Maybe we can directly do business with you. Oh, wait, you want – Like Tim said, four first-round picks, no, that's not realistic. I'll just do business with number three and take my chances.
Now, we are talking about all this based on that Adam Schefter sound that we just played for you a couple of minutes ago that suggests that maybe Jaden Daniels wants to be elsewhere. We'll let you hear it one more time in case you missed it. This was within the last hour on the Pat McAfee Show regarding the Commanders and Jaden Daniels and whether or not he is going to be the second overall pick.
It's tracking towards Jaden Daniels, which it has been.
Okay.
The signs point to Jaden Daniels, which they do.
Okay.
And the Commanders are going through it after this week when, again, I think it's a situation where from the outset, Jaden Daniels has had an interest in being other places. He just has. Now the interest is, okay, what do the Commanders do about that? Do they, like, there have been plenty of players who have wanted to play elsewhere. And the teams don't care, and they just do what they do. Or if there's a team that wants him, i.e. a team that used to essentially have a coach that worked him in college, like then they have to trade for him. So what do they want to do?
I'm going to throw a little wrinkle at you here.
Okay.
This earlier today from George Payton, who is the Broncos GM, when he was asked about the possibility of trading up in the draft. Quote, I would just say, if it's a player that you think can change the landscape of your organization moving forward, like quarterback, then you do whatever it takes to get him. If there's consensus in the building, a love in the building, you're aggressive and you try to get him. Doesn't mean you're going to get him, but you try. So we're open to everything. We're wide open. Like, this is the thing we cannot lose sight of here, Q.
Yeah.
There are three teams right in a row at 11, 12, 13, all of whom need quarterbacks.
Facts. All of them could make plays. And honestly, right now, Minnesota has the best draft capital because they have two ones. They got
could the Vikings be a possibility there?
Yeah. If you need a quarterback, you should be a possibility, right? If you're one of these teams that need a quarterback, you better have your antennas up. And if you don't, then shame on you. There's a problem with your organization. There's probably a reason why you'll be picking in the top, you know, whatever part of the draft, still looking for that quarterback because you didn't go out and get aggressive and go get him. At some point, you've got to just go and do it.
So, to me, that's got to be May or Daniels, assuming that Williams is gone.
Right.
And so I talked to a couple other people about this in getting ready for the draft next week, and I got a great quote earlier today from a coach who is very familiar with J.J. McCarthy, okay? Said, it is not in any way a safe pick, and if you're going to do that, you had better know something that other people don't. In other words, you better know something about J.J. McCarthy that not everybody else did. And when you're rolling the dice on a guy like that, boy, to me, that's what is going to make this price on Daniels potentially go up even higher if he truly is not going to want to play for the Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, the price of doing business, I say it all the time, man, yesterday's price is not today's price, right? Yep. I feel like it's going to continue to go up, and it could continue to go up. And that's why if there's a team, whether it be Minnesota, whether it be Denver, whether it be the Raiders or other, that decides that they want to do that, I think they need to handle their business right now as opposed to, you know, putting the parameters together and then all of a sudden, you know, making the call on Thursday when teams are on the clock. I feel like the price just goes up that much more.
Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. Don't forget the NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tomorrow night. The Nuggets host the Lakers. It's presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations and on SiriusXM Channel 80. Lines are open at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you're the Commanders, what do you do? If you're the Raiders, the Vikings, the Broncos, what do you do when it comes to Jaden Daniels maybe, just maybe, not being thrilled about playing in Washington? Your chance to chime in next on ESPN Radio and SiriusXM Channel 80.
Barbasol Shaving Cream. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
NFL draft gaining some intrigue for sure. It's Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio, SiriusXM Channel 80. Chris Carlin, Q Myers in for Joe Fortenbaugh today. Q, let's get some calls in for those who are just joining us. Just a little while ago, Adam Schefter saying the following on the Pat McAfee show in reference to the Commanders at the number two spot and Jaden Daniels after the last couple of days where the Commanders brought in all four quarterbacks outside of Caleb Williams and included Michael Penix at once, as opposed to doing individual visits or even just showing Daniels that he's their guy. Here is Adam really dropping out a little bit of a bomb right here of the possibility that could happen.
It's tracking towards Jaden Daniels, which it has been. Okay. The signs point to Jaden Daniels, which they do.
Okay.
And the Commanders are going through it after this week when, again, I think it's a situation where, from the outset, Jaden Daniels had an interest in being other places. He just has. Now the interest is, okay, what do the Commanders do about that? Do they, like, there have been plenty of players who have wanted to play elsewhere, and the teams don't care, and they just do what they do. Or if there's a team that wants him, i.e. a team that used to essentially have a coach that worked him in college, like then they have to trade for him. So what do they want to do?
So he's pretty much hinting around the Raiders maybe being the preferred destination. So let's get some calls in here, Q. Let's hit Darren in North Carolina up first on ESPN Radio. Hey, Darren, what do you think, bud?
Hey, guys. Hope you all having a great afternoon. I'm going to jump on Donovan's bandwagon a little bit because he hit the nail on the head. I would target New England because right now, then if you target New England and, you know, work a deal with them as the Raiders should, you put them in a bind. You put the Commanders in a bind at that point. And as you guys had alluded to, either they still draft Daniels, but then they do the swap. If the Raiders draft Drake May and then they swap. So, again, the onus would be on the Commanders if, and I hope that the Raiders do actually do a deal with New England, because even if they do not, I won't say perfect world, but in a world where the Commanders work it out with Jaden Daniels, the Raiders still more than likely would take Drake May, and I wouldn't, you know, kick him out of the bed, so to speak. Thanks, guys.
I love it. I love it. Don't want to kick him out the bed early, right? At least that. No, but he brings up a good point about I've been fully on board with going to number three, training with the Patriots, and putting the pressure on the Commanders, right? I mean, because, again, Jaden Daniels, and this is 20 years since Eli Manning said, I'm not playing for the Chargers. 20 years, right? Yep. So Jaden Daniels could tell the Commanders that, oh, the team I want to play for is actually sitting right behind you. Don't draft me, or if you draft me, I'm not signing. I'd rather play with them, right? And so he can actually have leverage now when it's only 2-3. When it's 2-13, he doesn't have that leverage. So it would be the Raiders' responsibility, in my opinion, to get the three, but after that, it would be Jaden's responsibility to get the three himself.
Here is Mike in Alabama. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys. So, I mean, I get to talk about Jaden Daniels. I'm a lifelong LSU fan, so I've seen him play a game or two. But really, to me, the fascination here is New England. Everybody says that they're going to get that quarterback at number three, great. If not, trade down, get some capital. I want to see, let's theoretically say, what happens if New England keeps number three and doesn't go QB? Let's get Marvin Harrison Jr. in there. And then in the second round, you can either take somebody else, build up that offense with weapons, or trade up a little bit to go into late first if you just must have a quarterback this year and try to go for Penix and Nix. But, I mean, I feel like if New England did go quarterback, they're not helping whoever they draft because they don't really have a lot there for them to throw. It reminds me a lot of Bryce Young going to Carolina. Like, yeah, you went high, you got number one, but you didn't really help them out any by giving them anything to work with. I mean, I would build this year and then focus a quarterback offseason next year when guys like Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, Shedeur Sanders, maybe even Dak Prescott are all going to be there waiting for this team.
I get that. Weapons. Mike, I get where you're coming from with that. The one thing to remember here, though, Q, is that it's an exceptionally strong wide receiver draft in the first two rounds.
And to, you know, to Mike's credit, yeah, I mean, they want to build up the team. That's why they're the team that I look at that could trade out, especially after Elliott Wolf basically let it be known, like, hey, if you want to move to number three, we are open for business. I mean, he has everything but a for sale sign out front of the building. So, I mean, that lets you know they're open for business. He's trying to do exactly what you said, Mike. He's trying to get extra capital and build that team up. That's why a team like the Raiders, the Vikings, the Broncos, or any other team that wants a quarterback, and if they want Jaden, should make that move ASAP to get there.
Mitch in Jersey, next on ESPN Radio. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Chris, long time, Jill. It's been a minute.
What's up, Doug?
How you guys doing? It's a ransom. I mean, I think Mayo Daniels owns neck and neck. I would take Daniels. It'd be too much for the Raiders. And what is this? These college players, they're being drafted. They have no leverage, really. What are they going to do, the transfer portal? Come on, this is getting ridiculous. Is it Washington wants you? I think he should. He's the second best quarterback after Caleb, my boy Caleb. You go to Washington. You don't have much of a say. And thank God they have regular rookie contracts.
Yeah, see, I actually disagree. This is the one place where you do have a say.
Yep.
You can be at the top of the draft and be a quarterback, and you can have a say, and we've seen it before.
Right, exactly. And again, now if a team is close, that's when a guy like Jaden Daniels can really push the narrative on where he'd rather be. Again, if you're 2-11, 2-12, or 2-13, it's not realistic. But if it's 2-3, oh yeah, that's a realistic shot.
Yeah, they don't have any sort of leverage right now. If you're the Commanders, if we're being truthful, because if you're that quarterback and you have your heart set on him, and now he wants to go somewhere else, and you don't think the other guy is terribly close, well, then you have to look at all your options because they aren't going to be many.
No.
And to me, all right, you can say, you know, I'll go make the deal with New England if I'm the Raiders. Would you give up a little bit more just to avoid any potential little headache there?
Sure. Yeah absolutely.
I would
make
too.
Like, smooth. I don't mind smooth.
Yeah. I would rather make this, like, if I were the Commanders, three ones, let's talk about, you know, maybe a two next year and a two or a three the year after that, something like that.
If I could get you to say that that deal would get it done, I'll do it right now.
Yeah.
See, you know what they say when you go to a car dealership and try to buy a car? Hey, if we can make this deal happen, will you sign on the line?
Yep,
done.
Exactly. And then they come back and tell me why their manager won't approve it.
Yes.
And then the next thing you know, I'm buying the undercoating and I'm completely screwed. That better not happen here for the Commanders.
Thanks for listening to the Carlin vs. Joe podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Carlin vs. Joe weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Carlin vs. Joe podcast.